Is this the last week that you guys are actually working out? Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, it's going to be the last week. We'll culminate it and end it with the clinic that we got coming up Friday and Saturday. And then I'll give the kids probably 2 or 3 weeks off, and then we'll start our preseason stuff when school starts. And we'll go, probably 2 days out of the week, lifting, running, things like that. And then one day we'll wrestle. We'll have to have a sponsor in here because as coaches, we can't be in here. That's Keisha guidelines. But anyway, we find someone to come in and just supervise the boys and wrestle. So
a lot of expectations, and there's still a few months to go because you guys don't start till the winter. But there are a lot of expectations with your group this year.
A lot of expectations. You know, one of my quotes that you see up on the board is, expect great things and great things will happen. I expect nothing but another state championship, and I want to qualify all 14 boys. We were one away from that last year, and so I kind of see that as a challenge for my coaching staff and myself to get all 14 boys to state. But the expectations around here are always the same. We want a state championship. We don't care about WAC titles and things like that. We want a state championship.
You know, you mentioned something to me, too, when you walk into the new wrestling room and you look up and you see these new banners. You got 2013 on there, but then you have a huge empty space below that. And your motivation, obviously, with that is we got plenty of room and plenty of things that we still need to do.
Plenty of room for improvement. That's another way to put it. As I was telling you earlier, I'm a visual guy. And I show these kids during practice, we got these banners, your year can be up there, are you working for it? And a lot of room, and hopefully we get a bunch up there, but that's kind of what we want to do around here.
Give us some of the names of some of the guys that we'll be seeing this year specifically. I know your son is on this, is part of this deal, but just give us some names that we can expect to see good things from.
We're going to have Efren Sanchez, who has wrestled 113s the last couple years. He'll be 106 for us. That's what I'm expecting. He'll be pushed by Mark Perez, who was a freshman last year, and he was behind Michael, my son, at 106. At 113s, it's going to be competitive all up and down the lineup, but 113, I'm expecting, my son to be there. 120, I really don't know for sure. We got several kids in the mix there, but just some of the returning placers from last year. We got obviously, Michael Prieto, Tevin Briscoe, Chris Adler, Zach Finch, Sammy Reyes, Montana Fuller. We got Randall Long. We got a host of kids at Alec Castillo. He won't be with us the first part of the semester. He had surgery during the off season, and right now it's 3 to 6 months recovery, so we're hoping for the best, and hopefully we see him because we need him. He was a freshman last year, and he was a state placer, and he is a major piece of the puzzle.
As far as what you guys are doing in the summer, as far as the workouts, what you're allowed to do, what are you guys working on right now? Is it just lifting? What are you guys specifically doing?
We just wrestle, just work on a little bit of teaching technique-wise, but for the most part, just come in here and keep the boys wrestling so the rust is kind of knocked off, per se. Obviously they're not going to be as precise with their technique, but they'll have a big advantage once the season actually starts if they actually have been coming in and working out and dedicating themselves all summer long.
Last thing, some of the new guys coming in, when you talk about freshmen, and there's a legacy here, because if you look up and you see the state championships and then you guys just coming off that year, what's the main message from you as the coach to some of the young guys? Hey, you got plenty of big shoes to fill here.
It's a process, you can't come in and expect that you're going to be one of the top dogs right off the bat, even though if you were a top dog in middle school, because this is one of the best rooms in the state of Kansas as far as I'm concerned. And we've had some really, really good kids that have taken their lumps and have been on JV. Prime example of that is AJ Hurtado. He was a senior last year. He was a state finalist, took second last year, but was a state champion for me his junior year. His freshman year, he was JV. And one of our varsity kids got knocked out. He stepped right in, and he was a state qualifier for us. So that kind of tells you the depth that we have in this room. So my message would be, don't get frustrated. Take your lumps. And if you knock off one of the big dogs, then you are one of the big dogs.
All right. As far as the clinic that you were telling me, you got some special guys coming in here for the weekend.
I'm excited for this community, for this area. We got kids from Oklahoma coming in. Former wrestler Kyle Blackburn is in Enid, Oklahoma, and you know, he's going to bring a couple of his boys up to his clinic. But my God, I would challenge anyone to find a clinic of this magnitude. We got Tyler Caldwell from Oklahoma, or Oklahoma State University, who was you know, an NCAA placer last year, third place, a 2011 finalist, and he lost against Jordan Burroughs. But we have him coming in. We also have one of the Ross Shot boys from OSU coming in, who was also an All-American last year. I believe he played sixth. And they're going to put on a clinic on Friday. And then on Saturday, we have the man, Jordan Burroughs, coming in. And I just don't see how it gets any better than that. It's it's $100 for people that are not involved with the program, and my high school kids are just getting charged $50. But the public is more than welcome to come in and just watch these guys, you know, teach, because they are the greats of this sport right now.
What time are they coming both days?
The clinic will start at 10 o'clock. I'm going to open up the doors to the gym at 9 o'clock, so, you know, they can come in here, roll around if they want to. The public is more than welcome to come in and sit in our new facility. We're going to have it out there in the main gym, kind of showcase this great facility that we have here. And anyway, so probably about 10 o'clock to about 5 o'clock is when the boys will be wrestling and be learning from some great guys.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much.